So that was the polite request or polite command, addressing somebody, asking somebody politely or formally, yes? But you can have an informal command or request addressing somebody informally. And then you just drop 接 from the ending of the command, because 接 makes it polite or makes it plural if you're addressing a group of people. Dropping 接, you get the singular or the informal command. So you had find out, addressing somebody politely. Узнайте. Drop 接, what do you get?
Узнай.
Да, узнай. And this is your request or command addressing somebody informally or in the singular. Yes? So if you're addressing a friend, please find out.
Узнай, пожалуйста.
Да, узнай, пожалуйста. And how do you say to a friend, please speak Russian?
Говори по-русски, пожалуйста.
Да, конечно. Говори по-русски, пожалуйста. Mm-hmm. And how do you say again to a friend, tell me, please, now. Tell now.
Скажи сейчас, пожалуйста.
Да, скажи сейчас, пожалуйста. Or you can say, tell me, add to me.
Скажи мне сейчас, пожалуйста.
Да, скажи мне сейчас, пожалуйста. Yes, this is the informal command or request, right? Many people, I think, know the Russian word for a country house, a Russian country house. Do you know the word?
Dacha.
Not quite.
Dacha?
Ч, yes, the
dacha.
Dacha. It's the word dacha. And you do spell it in Russian with the letter ch. Dacha is a country house. Actually, this word, dacha, is derived from the verb to give, because that was something that was given by the Tsar, yes, and later by the Communist Party to someone they liked. Dacha, dacha. It actually comes from Latin, data. You have the English words date or data coming from the same Latin, which means given, data, something given. So dat is to give. Dat, to give. So if dat is to give, and if you add a transition prefix to it, what is the transition prefix?
Peri dat.
Right. So the prefix itself is peri, isn't it? So the verb you get is?
Peri dat.
Peri dat. Right. Peri dat. What do you think would be the meaning of this verb now?
To give back? To give again?
No. It is to pass. To pass. So you can ask, please pass me the salt. You can say, please give me, or please pass me. The form of this verb will be the same of this command or request. So if you form a command request from dat, how would you say give? Give me?
Дайте.
Mm-hmm. Дайте. There will be short e. Дайте. And pass me.
Передайте.
Передайте. So how do you say, pass me the salt, please? The salt is соль. Соль. Pass me the salt, please.
Передайте.
Mm-hmm. Дай. You do have the short E there in the middle.
Передайте мне соль,
please.
Пожалуйста.
Да. Передайте мне соль, пожалуйста. Oh, you can omit мне again. Just передайте соль, пожалуйста. It's obvious that it's for you. Mm-hmm. Right. There is a noun from передать. How will you form a noun from передать? If you have дача and you form a noun from передать?
Передача.
Да, передача, передача. And that means a broadcast, something that is transmitted. Yes, transmission, broadcast. So you have дача, передача, derived from дать, передать, to pass, to transmit. Yes. So you asked to pass you the salt in a polite way, передайте. And if you address a friend,
передай.
Mm-hmm. Yes, передай. Please pass me again. Please pass me the salt.
Передай мне соль.
Please.
Пожалуйста.
Да, передай мне соль, пожалуйста. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's your imperative. That's your request, command from дать, передать.